Creation myth. In the beginning was the loneliness, and the loneliness created a god in her own image. And the god said, "Now I have power. Now I can erase the long abandonment from which I came." And then God created the heavens and the earth, and the creatures and spirits who occupy the lower and higher realms, and the innumerable multitude of stars that fill the night sky and all the galaxies they are contained within. And then God said, "We shall call this place Earth, and it'll be the place where all of the realities merge, where all the thoughts I've been thinking will be rendered as trees and rocks and birds, and the splintering of ocean waves upon the cliffs and the storms that swallow entire continents. And I'll fix my gaze upon this place, and the joys and sorrows of the creatures who dwell here will be as close to me as the blinking of my own eyes. And I'll fashion women and men in my own image, and I'll breathe on them as I have not breathed on any of my other beings, the lizards and the cockroaches, the mycelia and the ferns, the angels and many messengers who inhabit all the celestial planes. On human beings alone, I will endow my own heart, that sad, adoring, mesmerizing space from which all the other mysteries are born. And they'll know the ecstasy of God and my overwhelming love for all things. And they'll know the intelligence of God, my grandeur and simplicity that masquerades in infinite and infinitesimal form. And they'll know the intensity of God, my passion and my heat, my desire to see all things merge and then be torn out by the roots. And the loneliness of God, they'll know that too.